My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Agnes wants to be fed grapes as Davin spits watermelon seeds at her. Then they discuss an address to send her friend an AK-47 and rocket launcher. Then Davin and Agnes discuss what they're going to do when Davin is finally divorced. Agnes then asks if Davin wants to go to Ghana and if he would marry her if she was Ghanaian. So listen and enjoy.
I wouldn't make you do anything you do not want to do, but I don't really like camping very much, LOL. She goes, okay, then I guess we'd have to check into a 5-star hotel with lots of grapes and champagne, LOL. I
go, grapes?
Now you're talking, LOL. You love those grapes, LOL.
Yeah, she's really into the grapes.
Well, she goes, will I feed them to you when you are young? I go, well, I will feed them to you when you are young and still beautiful, and I still find you interesting. But you have to feed them to yourself when you're old and annoying, okay? It's like I was in Joe's midlife crisis.
Yeah, really. Not that nasty.
She goes, LOL, I guess you're good at comedy. You are too funny. I go, I was being serious. No good? Not what you want out of life? She goes, okay, I will feed it myself. I go, LOL. I go, LOL, okay. Can I spit watermelon seeds at you while you feed yourself grapes?
Oh, my gosh. There's a picture. Wait a minute. Joe Padula isn't getting excited about the idea of the grapes. Seedless? No. Chucky Tito's is excited about if there are any nude pictures. And then he goes, seedless? Her pics? No.
No, there are nude pictures, but you got to pay for those.
Yeah.
But you could see pretty revealing pictures.
Yeah, but pretty much.
She's hot. See, Julie's hot.
Yeah, she is. But
too bad she's not real.
Well, she's real, but Agnes isn't.
If you Google grapes, you can see all different kinds.
You can see the California grapes. They're always naked.
Dun, 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 dun.
If you like
dun.
African-American grapes, you're going to love the California dun, dun, dun. Grapes.
Hence the donation, Joe says. Yeah, that's where you donate.
She goes, so I ask if I can spit seeds at her. She goes, LOL, okay, because I also like watermelons. I go, wow, you're the best girl ever.
She'll let you spit seeds.
I go, you'll
at
settle
her.
For secondhand seeds.
And then she'll spit your seed back at you.
Wish. I asked my friend about the address you asked for. She told me, but she was wondering why you didn't want to send it through other means. Because from what you tell me, from what I have researched about Ghana, I need to do this with people I can trust and verify. She goes, you don't trust me? How are you going to send it? I don't get it. I go, of course I trust you. I don't trust the options that Ghana presents for getting it to you. Please, babe, I have contacts. Just trust me on this. Okay, I trust you. But have my friend receive hers, and it's reliable. But I guess I would just have to trust you. I go, cool, just give me her address. And I'll do as please. She gives me the address.
Oh.
I Google mapped it.
Earth. Get the fuck out of here. She finally gave an address?
I got a real fucking address. It's like a real, looks like an apartment,
really?
A dorms or something. Yeah.
Oh, finally. This is like pay dirt because you have no idea how much the ring around the rosy she's been playing around trying to, oh, I don't know.
And Trucker Tom, it was close to what you said. It's Googisburg. Googisburg.
Yes. It's boobity boobity.
She asked me what are you sending? I go, an AK-47, an anti-aircraft rocket launcher. Isn't that what you want?
Chucky thinks the address is 2 blocks away.
Probably is. It's right next to the Vassiola sisters.
Yes.
Vassiola sisters.
I know, it's not a great name.
She goes, wow, that's military, hon. I go, isn't that what you wanted? Do you share a dorm with her? Because I said it looks like a dorm. She goes, yeah, LOL. I go, planning on shooting some planes down and killing some people? Nope, just precautionary measure. And that's why I love this person.
Yeah.
When she fucking does shit like that,
yeah.
It's like, I like talking to you.
No, she's actually clever.
Yeah.
You know, and she understands your sarcasm, and she comes up with funny repartee.
Yeah.
And the other one is just like, get me the money.
Yeah. I go, the creeps are that scary in Ghana? You need anti-aircraft weaponry? She goes, yeah, don't want them messing with me, LOL. Okay. I go, now I'm afraid of messing with you.
Yeah.
She goes, you should be, LOL.
Oh.
I love this girl. Damn, my sexy little non-kinky shy badass. I think you just turned me on.
Wait a second. In the chat room, they say, watermelon's not doing too much to kill that stereotype, huh? Oh, God.
Yeah, I realized that after I said that. I was like, oh, that's a dick.
Well, it's not a stereotype there.
That's a good point. They're not African-American.
Right.
They're just Africans.
That's right. And Tom believes that she's actually in Moonaki.
That's funny. She goes, haha, got you, LOL, but what are you sending? I go, what do you mean, got you? I go, she goes, was not planning on turning you on. I go, you stink. You turn me on and then you shut me down. By the time you're done, there will be an explosion where I once stood. I call her a tease. Okay, love, next time I talk to you, I will be divorced. I might be poor, I might be wealthy, but I will be yours and ready to start our life together. Thank you for being you these past 6 months. I love you.
Okay, and does she say I love you back?
She goes, yeah, and I hope we start our lives afresh from the beginning.
Hmm.
I go, me too. These past 6 months, everything in my life has changed. Everything I thought I knew, I did not. I look forward to having you as my moral compass and my companion for the rest of my life's journey.
That's really, I love the irony. I look forward to having you, scammer, as my moral compass.
Well, I do that. I do that for
you. I know you do. I know, but you know what? As many times as you've given this person an opportunity to come clean, then there's never any realization, oh, you know what? He's really talking.
Except for Padula, who's like, oh, but this is horrible. What are you doing there?
I know. You have to see the backstory, Joe, and then you understand that we're not doing a terrible thing to a nice, unsuspecting, innocent person.
Exactly.
This person, what these people do is terrible.
She goes, doesn't matter if rich or poor, it is you I love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's... You know, that's where she's got a lot better game than Flory, because she doesn't come out and say, make it so plain that she's after your money. She makes it sound like she's really into you.
I go, I know, babe. Doesn't matter if you're old, I'll still feed you grapes. She goes, okay, hon, hope we start and correct all the mistakes in our lives. I go, we will. I go, you are the smartest thing I have ever done. This is the day before my divorce.
Uh-huh.
And I'm heading out to Aruba the next day.
Right.
We just recorded the show.
In real life.
Yeah. She goes, would you like to come? This is 6:02 p.m., right before we go on the air.
Okay.
Would you like to come to Ghana again?
Is that why your head was exploding right before we were about to record?
I go, why do you ask? She goes, just curious. I go, do you want me to come to Ghana? She goes, yeah, would you come? I go, I guess, if that's what you wanted. I thought I was going to bring you and Michael stateside. We would go into that more when the time comes, she says. Okay, Ghana does make me nervous, but I love you, so if that's what you wanted, I would do it. Now, remember, all my dreams, I've had nightmares that I fed her.
Yeah.
About every time I go to Ghana, somebody who looks like rolled. Agnes and I get killed or something terrible happens to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
She goes, why does it make you nervous? I go, my nightmares usually take place in Ghana. It is silly, I know. She goes, would you marry me if I was Ghanaian?
No, your sexual preference has nothing to do with that.
Just think about what just happened here,
Josh.
That's funny.
For more Devin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.